Hi Lawrence, I messaged you on a private chat on Zoom. Are you able to see that message?
Okay, let me just find it. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's great. And so we're just calling him back because we haven't heard anything back from him and he wanted more information, and you sent him an email.
I sent him a message on WhatsApp because that's what he wanted, just about what we do, your book, the testimonials. Everything. So, wanted to know if you wanted to go ahead with us or not.
Sure. Okay, great. Let me call him now.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
Welcome the EE.
Just went through to his voicemail, so just send him another text message. See also if you can call him back in the daytime as well, maybe tomorrow, and yeah, just let me know how that goes.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, so Kerry, do you have any questions at all?
Hi, Lawrence. Good evening, everyone.
Good
Just a
evening.
quick one. We spoke with the for the landlord for the property that you spoke to. Is it Magoo, in Westminster? He said that he's available for reviewing at any time. Because like how amazing the property is, we was wondering if you could come along. That would be our first viewing.
Yeah, of course.
If you could
Love
come
to.
with us, that would be amazing. Like
Yeah, of
he
course. I
just
will. They'll
he
be there,
said,
definitely.
yeah, I said to him when. He said whenever. He literally just said I just need notice. He gave me the address. It's a prime location. So
Is he free now?
I
Was that
don't
too
know.
short notice?
I would like to give him like a, maybe in the a few hours notice. I'm not.
Yeah. Just give him a call and book it in.
So,
That's
just
fine.
would you is there any times that you're more available than not, or
Yeah, I can't do Sunday this week,
yeah,
but tomorrow I can do. I think I've got one about 12
okay.
with someone else, and I think someone else messaged me today. Another viewing tomorrow at 3:30.
Okay, so if it was tomorrow, what time would you prefer?
Where? Oh yeah, Westminster. I just need to kind of figure out kind of where my first viewing is. It
Okay.
might be in South London, I think, and then where this one is,
It's
at
not
three.
far into Westminster, so if you're coming, depends on what part of South London you're going to. It's not too far into Westminster. It's just it's quite near the Home Office on Marsham Street.
Oh, great. Awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really tough. Okay. Like, with the viewings, I normally kind of like say, let's just pencil in like an hour
Yeah.
that we're there. Maybe we chit chat with the landlord, the owner. But I've had a meeting before, kid you not, for 4 hours
Yeah, I can
with the
imagine.
landlord. So it's difficult, but if we pencil that
So, because I just don't want, I want to strike whilst the iron's hot, so to
in,
speak.
maybe in the morning, if he can do any time in the morning, then great. But let's just do then.
Yeah, okay, so I'll message him and ask him if he can do tomorrow morning. If
Yeah,
not,
or even if it is, because the one at 12 o'clock, that's flexible,
yeah, okay.
so I can always move that. Because basically, it was an all-day viewing. I think he said he's going to be at the property from 10 till 6,
Okay.
so I can move that anytime. So let's just go see it as soon as we can.
Yeah, I don't want this one to slip
And
from
then also
my.
another learning lesson. So I went to a viewing today,
Yeah.
and basically the landlord, I think, said the previous a couple of nights ago that, oh yeah, I'll show you the property. Yeah, when do you want to meet? So we went there today, and basically she just said, oh yeah, let me call the tenant now. The tenant will show you the property.
Oh, wow.
So when you're coming with me or book an appointment with me, I'll have to kind of make that into a training video. But if you could all remember, just double check with the landlord and just say, oh, and will you be there, or are you gonna let the tenant just show us around, just so they say, oh yeah, no, I'm gonna be there to meet you personally, or oh, it's an agent, or yeah, they know the tenant's just to let you in. That way I may not need to be there because I'm just going there to close the deal and, you know, meet the landlord.
Okay. Right. Okay, cool. I do, but I think he was the landlord, wasn't he, yesterday?
Yeah, it's just that sometimes they're just so busy that they'll say, oh, yeah, no, I can show the property anytime, but it's not them.
It's not like actually them. Okay, I understand. All right, cool. Well, I will confirm whether or not it will be him there tomorrow.
Yeah, sure.
And then I'll send you a message on Messenger to confirm.
Yeah, great.
And failing that, would you be available on either Monday or Tuesday?
Monday. Yeah, absolutely, for sure.
Brilliant. Okay, yeah. Perfect. Because I'll ask him, and if he isn't, then I'll suggest Monday or Tuesday at the latest.
Yeah, sure.
All right, thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah, no, great job. Yeah, hi, Michelle, are you okay?
Hi, I'm so sorry. I thought it was 7. I really, really need to see exactly when the times are. As far as questions are concerned, I guess not right now. I mean, I would like some more like insight into the best way to go about negotiating lease option agreements, especially with landlords.
How do you mean creating it with landlords? What exactly do you mean? By negotiating with them? Or?
Negotiating it with them, yeah. Because I've had a couple of people say, maybe they're hearing this quite a bit now, and they say, well, we want £10,000 or we want £20,000 or for
at least. So I think the best way to do it for me personally is to actually do with property owners looking to sell their property. If they're looking to kind of sell it, then that's where I've kind of like done majority of all my lease option deals, because they're already looking to sell it. They can't sell it. It's got a tenant in, or maybe it's not tenanted, and then therefore they just have to rent it out again. So yeah, if they can't sell it. So it's just finding their pain points as well. If they're in, you know, to figure out and to target people maybe in financial difficulty and debt, don't have a job, have bad tenants not paying them the rent, and just kind of coming across that. And it's just a numbers game and just pinpointing it. I know kind of before there was a lady that used to stand outside the courts where she was, where they're going to get repossessed the properties, and she'd stand out like a sign, like kind of almost the networking sign that I use, just to say gonna get repossessed, let me help you stop that. And she literally, people would approach her, how? Yeah, because it's, that's kind of like they've maybe their last resort. And she just goes into court with them and say, look, Your Honor, I will pay off the arrears, and I'm gonna help them, so the property doesn't need to be repossessed. So I'm not saying necessarily to do that, but just kind of find maybe more creative ways to kind of get in front of those people. But really, ideally, is just to get, like you're doing already, telephone numbers of properties for sale. Because the one tomorrow that I'm going to with Stella, that was for sale. So, and it's been empty for 2 years, no tenant in there. So, yeah, that's what I would personally do. And or to find a landlord, or maybe to go online and to find landlords that are looking to sell and rent at the same time, then they would perhaps be more open to a lease option. It just depends their circumstance, because mainly they would be able to rent it out quicker than sell it.
Yeah. And so, you know, in terms of finding those sort of landlords or owners, you're sort of saying it's like, you know, if you look on Rightmove or something, you're not going to get their numbers or anything.
Yeah.
You know, what do you suggest? in terms of getting their numbers. I know you mentioned the lady on the court being at the court steps, take it with a sign.
Yeah, I mean, that is a little bit, that's a bit risky because she told me that she actually has to go to court and they're like, oh yeah, no, £3,000 in debt or mortgage arrears. So she literally has to transfer the money there and then. And I wouldn't recommend that because you've not signed a contract with these people. And but she said that she's picked up quite a few deals that way. So yeah, it's just maybe thinking, look, who can I kind of be in touch with? Or, you know, even, I don't know, Citizens Advice, do they have like a morning session or sometime where maybe it's debt counselling? Or is there a place that they go to? Or how can you get in front of them? And people that are in mortgage arrears, you know, do you set up a website and talk about that?
Okay.
And just kind of talking to people, maybe on social media, look, I'm helping people who are looking to sell their property. If you know of anyone who's in financial difficulty or, you know, has debt or finding their mortgage payments, or maybe they've got a problem tenant that's not paying them any rent, please kind of feel free to contact me. I pay a finder's fee, referral fee, and, you know, I can basically help those people with any property problems they may have. So yeah, maybe there's just kind of things out there to, but yeah, it's just said like a numbers game, really, just calling as many people as possible and even making the calls yourself. So don't wait for me kind of like for 1 hour every week. Start to make calls and practice and in the comfort of your own home. And yeah, you'll get through a lot more numbers that way and a lot more opportunities.
Yeah, I am working on that.
Yeah, no, it's great.
Lawrence, when making these calls ourselves, how do we show our credibility? Is it just using those links that you've sent to us?
Yeah.
The referral links, etc.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because the landlord today, when they kind of sent that to him, he basically, as soon as we went into the flat, he said, look, I've got 4 viewings and I've already checked you out online. I want to work with you guys. So yeah, that does really, really help.
Okay.
And or just kind of like saying, look, for the credibility, you can always say, well, you know, we've been established now since 2009. And, you know, one of our business partners, his name is the number one best-selling author, has actually written a book on this. So just kind of use the script that I use, but use me as a business partner.
As a business partner, okay. Yeah. Sure. Okay, yeah, I just wanted clarification on that part of it as well.
Sure.
Yeah, I think I'm actually quite comfortable to make some of the calls. I'm quite familiar Great. With the script. So I think I might try a few myself during the week before our calls and see how they go.
Yeah, definitely. And that's why I'm here for as well. When you feel comfortable, start making, and even if you don't, look, I'm still not maybe comfortable making the calls to a certain degree, but sometimes you just have to get out your own way. And that's what I had to do after many, many months and years of going through different trainings and thinking, you know, I'm not going to be able to change the situation unless I start making the calls myself. And that's what I did. And that's what I'm here for, to listen to your calls and to give you feedback. And, you know, everyone is very supportive and loving in this group. So we all want everyone to do well. And so, I actually will learn from you and everyone else.
What I was going to ask is if we're recording the calls, we should let them know? Or...
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you can do.
Thank you.
Sure. Yeah, was there any other questions at all?
Hi, Lawrence. I
Hey,
just
sir.
wanted to confirm to tomorrow you're still okay, yeah,
Yeah,
to
yeah, yeah. So
call.
it's about 12 o'clock. And that's in South London, right? That property?
South London, yeah.
Yeah, okay, great.
Yeah.
Yeah, just send me the details and please do call him, as I said, at 10 o'clock just to confirm that you're there. We're going to be making our way now. We'll be there around 12. Just send me the address again if you haven't
Yeah.
already.
I was actually thinking it would be better if we go a bit later on, or 12, you think
Yeah.
is right?
Yeah, I'm happy later on. I've got one other viewing at 3:30. So yeah, I'm happy to
Okay.
do any time really.
Yeah, I'm just gonna look up again how long will take, and yeah, probably then around 12. Yeah, I think it should be fine, so you can make it to the other viewing.
Yeah,
I think it
sure.
should be fine. Okay. Thank you.
Great. So, any other questions from anyone?
I don't
No.
have any other questions, so not at the moment.
Okay. Okay, thanks, Kaz. Yeah, so no worries. Yeah, thanks very much, everyone. I hope you have a great weekend. And yeah, we'll see you again next week. Take care for
Awesome.
now.
Thanks for taking the call. Thanks.
Thank
Bye-bye.
you.
Thanks,
Bye-bye.
Lawrence. Thank you.
Bye,
Bye-bye.
everyone.
Bye,
Enjoy
everyone.
the
Bye.
bank holiday weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Enjoy.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.